You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yeah, a bunch of years ago.
This way they have plenty of parking and can accommodate large numbers of people.
And it's a new month too. We used to have it in October, and now it's in November.
They moved it to the first week in November. I'm not sure why I didn't get to ask that question.
It's partially scheduling. They couldn't accommodate. I don't think the Central could accommodate an October
event.
So we had to go for the November one. But I'm sure there was other factors.
According to Laura Cummins, they're expecting over 100 businesses to participate. Of course, people are signing up as we speak.
Right.
To be a part of it with displays and literature and videos and whatever they have, along with somebody to answer questions, and as you said, to stand out in the aisle and draw people in.
Yep.
And introduce their business, what they're about. I'm a firm believer in this type of an event. It's a welcome addition to the business activities in Hunterdon County.
Yep. Now, it's actually 2 months now. With 2 months left to go, what would be the three things, low-cost things that you would suggest that a business should do to prepare for something like this?
Well, I don't think you need to be, having been in three businesses myself, I don't think you need to be elaborate or costly.
Right.
You need to be approachable and outgoing, or the person you have at the event must be, not necessarily the owner of the business, but you have to be approachable by people who are literally walking past.
Yeah.
And as you say, reach out and draw them into whatever conversation or things you want to do. Now, you can get it. Having said that, you can get it as elaborate as you want, or as costly. If you have an ongoing video presentation that runs continuously as a loop or something, then that's going to attract attention in and of itself. But the critical thing is the personal relationships that the person there develops with the passing parade of people.
Right. So work on your presentation if you're going to be doing it, or find somebody in your organization that is outgoing, and
business, as you know, is still a personal person-to-person kind of thing.
Yep.
And nothing confirms that like social media does. It is amazing what has been created out of nothing.
I know you're not disparaging social media, but it's a marvel, no doubt.
Absolutely amazing what has happened with social media, because it's so personal.
Yeah.
It gets right to the point. It cuts through the nonsense.
Right.
You really don't need to write up a presentation and try to learn it. You either know what you're doing, your business, or you don't, and all you do is talk about it.
That's right.
It's a human-to-human kind of thing at this kind of an event.
Yep. What do you suggest is your goal? Coming out of an event like that, what are you trying to achieve?
Introduce your business to large number of people who don't know you.
Right.
And that's literally about all you can do is an introduction. It may or may not happen that you sign somebody up to a service that you do, or something. I was talking to Jill Stifler, who runs Jersey Mike Subs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a part of the restaurant showcase, which runs from 5 to 7.
Right.
It, at the end of the event. And I mean, she can offer you a mini sub, and if you don't know what a sub is, or you've never had one, or what it should be.
Living under a rock.
Yeah, this is the place to go.
That's right.
I mean, she's a very gregarious, outgoing person.
Mm-hmm.
We talked for, 15, 20 minutes when I spoke with her. And you get to know the people who are actually running the business. I mean, whether you're doing home improvements or selling insurance, financial planning, it doesn't matter what you're doing. People are interested, or they're not. Not everybody who passes your booth or table is going to be interested in signing up for your financial planning services.
Right.
But some will.
Right.
And some haven't never thought about it, and you can introduce your business to them and take it from there.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, the problem is that people believe that they're gonna land a whale in the one event, and that's not the way it works.
No, that's not the way it works. It's like a giant networking event is the way I would describe it. In the best sense of networking, it's not a card exchange, although you might pick up some cards with people that you contact later. But the whole point is to meet and understand and get to know and evaluate businesses that are available to the public, either to other businesses or to people in general.
Awesome.
I talked with one guy who runs an interesting business that will be on hand. David Watts runs Allied Business Solutions, and he does all kinds of private investigations for businesses, for organizations, for law firms, and so forth. Extensive background, goes back 50 years. But if you ever need an investigation, and businesses do, and sometimes law firms frequently law firms do, and other organizations need all kinds of investigations of people, workplace violence or drugs or witness screenings. He does probate investigations, all kinds of photography, investigating accidents.
Right.
He does not do matrimonial stuff. I need to say that because that's another area.
Okay.
But he does all kinds of private investigations. An unusual business and not many around.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I'm sure people will be interested in stopping by his place and talking to him.
Neat.
He has a book coming out, which it is being published right now, and he said he was hoping that it would be ready by the November 5th deadline. But he'll be there. So.
Okay, very cool. So Laura Cummins is the contact. Give her a call at 908-722-7115.
Right.
And you figure out where you're going to put your booth and how you're going to stand in the aisle and shake hands.
How you're going to make it make sense business-wise, yes.
That's right. Very good. Appreciate it as always, Mr. War. Glad we could get you on. We'll talk to you again on our...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Save you 15% or more on car insurance.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling his critically wounded aide the American dream. But today, as Sarah Lee Kessler tells us, the Harvard-educated lawyer is fighting for his life.
First Deputy Counsel Kerry Gabay remains on life support after being shot in the head while walking with his brother in Brooklyn Monday during the pre-West Indian Parade Festival, Juvert. Police Captain Patrick Connery says the 43-year-old was caught in the crossfire of a shootout.
It appears that there were two groups of people shooting back and forth at each other.
Gabay grew up in a Bronx housing project, lost a brother to drugs, and was committed, Cuomo said, to making a difference. His wife is pregnant with her first baby. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Police in Marble Falls, Texas, are investigating the blindside hits on an official during a high school football game. Video from Friday's game shows one player from San Antonio's John Jay High knocking the ref to the ground, then another diving towards the official. ESPN reports the official intends to press charges. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Sending a child with food allergies off to school can be scary for parents. Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important that kids know some basic rules about the lunchroom in order to stay safe.
Don't trade with anyone. Don't eat anything that's not packaged or safe, because you never know if there's a possible allergen that can be life-threatening for them.
Dr. Hong says it's also important that everyone from the principal to the bus driver know about your child's food allergy and how your child has reacted to the allergen in the past. An epinephrine injector pen should be accessible, and teachers should know how to use it if an allergic reaction occurs. Some classrooms may offer rewards for good behavior, and Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says it's worth talking to the school about making those rewards non-food items.
Try to encourage that the schools try not to use treats as rewards. So, you know, if they go to parochial school, maybe a dress down day or, you know, a movie that they can watch instead of actually using food.
A new study indicates that more high school students are using e-cigarette devices to vaporize marijuana. Dr. Shujita Krishan-Saran with the Yale University School of Medicine explains.
I looked at the kids who said they had both used e-cigarettes and had experimented with cannabis in the past. The number went up even higher to around 27%.
The Yale University study surveyed around 4,000 Connecticut high school students, finding that just under 28% have tried e-cigarettes. Of those students, 18% have used the devices to vape cannabis. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:06. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 65 degrees, clear skies, calm winds, no precipitation in the forecast. That's unfortunate for most of our brown lawns. Today is Tuesday. It is September 8th, 2015. Abundant sunshine today. Near record high temperatures with a high near 95. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 66 tonight. Winds light and variable and partly cloudy with afternoon showers tomorrow or thunderstorms. Man, we could use them. A high of 91. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 40%. Thursday the 10th, thunderstorms 87. Chance of rain 100%. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Thunderstorms likely in the evening on Thursday night. And then partly cloudy skies on Friday with a high of only 82. That's a break in the weather. And Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 82 as well. Looks like maybe some scattered thunderstorms on Saturday night, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms and a 78 chance of rain, 50% on Sunday the 13th. Temperatures in our area. It is 65 over in Reddington, 71 in Tewksbury, 66 in Highbridge, 66 in Alexandria, 67 Lambertville, 69 in Ringos. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Big City here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going back to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. A little pink today. It's her birthday. We'll do all of our celebrity birthdays. Welcome to Tuesday. Yes, it's not Monday. And for those of you who have been on 78, you've also learned that we are all in a full-blown schedule of getting everybody back to school and back from summer vacation. What am I talking about? Well, it's been nothing but buzzing on my cell phone here with all the different alerts of accidents, incidents, congestion. And that's all the Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. Let's get to it. It's not pretty. So if you thought that you were actually going to make it from somewhere in western Hunterdon County to the east part of New Jersey, well, it's going to take you a while. Here is what's going on this morning. We had an incident in Pennsylvania early this morning at eastbound 78 in Williams Township. That was cleared at the 72.3 mile post, Route 33 accident. That's cleared. So that's over with. We had an incident ...78 Reddington Township at exit 24. There were residual delays remaining. That was at 6:45 this morning. We have congestion on 31 southbound in Lebanon Township, southbound Van Sickles Road in Lebanon. Delays due to volume. We have an incident on 78 eastbound at exit 13, Route 173 in Union Township. Delays due to volume. We have an incident in 78 eastbound in Berkeley Heights. Exit 43, County Route 655, Diamond Hill Road in Berkeley Heights. Delays due to volume. That came out at 7:32 this morning. We have an incident in 78 eastbound at Tewksbury, exit 24, County Route 523, Oldwick. 10 to 15 minute delay. And we have an incident on 31 southbound in Clinton Township. 78, there's an accident. So, everybody's decided to not pay attention, run about your ways, and you are all in accidents, delays, and volume issues. All because everything has changed. Kids went back to school. We've added extra, less time to our commute, and everybody's going at the same time now. Sit back, drive a little safer. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. What is going on Hunter Chamber Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. We have Al War on at 8:40. We're going to have business with Al, or Tuesdays with Al. Al usually does his segment on Monday, but because we had Labor Day, I brought him over to Tuesday. So we'll talk with Al about local businesses in and around Hunterdon County that you'd like to pay attention to. At normally at 8:30, I have Michelle Heide or Joe Patton, but Michelle is off at a Washington, D.C. conference, and so I'll be doing the market update this morning. So we'll catch you up to date. But quite honestly, the markets right now are in a rally mode, and we'll find out what's going on with that when we get there at 8:30. At 10 o'clock, I'm back here. Tech Today, we'll be talking about various apps, the 17 best smartphones of the world. We'll be talking about apps to order cocktails. That's right. You can have cocktails delivered to your home in 1 to 2 hours. We'll talk about that. And lots of other things to talk about, including bad passwords and why bad passwords are not very good for your security. All that and more on Tech Today at 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Some Things About Money. That's Joe Patton and either Jeannie or Tony. They'll be on talking about the latest in the media and how it's affecting the markets. And I'm sure Joe is going to throw in all the other ancillary information that is affecting the markets as well. So listen to him from 11 to 12. At 12 o'clock, Deidre Anderson and Annie are in doing Food for Thought. That's Delish Catering. And they talk all about food recipes, restaurant reviews, and catering. So listen to them to get all of that. Speak Up and Step Out with Mina Singh is on from 1 to 2. She is a host, she is a coach, and she is a founder of In Awe Foundation, helping people overcome abuse and or addiction. The Hunterdon Food Scout with Gary Malgiri, who had a birthday yesterday, is on from 2 to 3, and Gary brings on various restaurants and talks about their menus. He also will bring on folks that represent the food pantries and our local area farmers. And then we have Outside the Box with Mr. Sam Soprano. He's on from 3 to 4, and he talks about how to reach your financial milestones. He's followed by, I don't think it's this week, but last week we had Joe Peters on, and Real Estate Matters. I think Joe is doing it every other week, so we'll probably be at Rewind for that. And then Rand Dazzler's Musical Journey finishes up today, so if you'd like to take your commute back, if you're sitting in traffic and would like to listen to some 60s, 70s, and 80s, Greg Randazzo has a mix of that. He puts a little theme together, and it's a great to sit back and enjoy some nostalgic 60s and 70s and 80s music. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website. Google Play and Apple Straps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Yeah.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal biz environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, little Joe Cocker this morning helping me with BrandyLax.com celebration observances for the week, month, and day. It's National Organic Harvest Month, National Osteopathic Medicine Month, National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, National Passport Awareness Month, National Pet Memorial Month, National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, National Prime Beef Month, National Prosper Where You Are Planted Month, National Recovery Month, National Save a Tiger Month, National Sewing Month, National Service Dog Month, National Sickle Cell Month, National Translators Month, National Pediculosis Prevention Month, National Piano Month, National Preparedness Month, National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, National Rice Month, National Shake Month, that's an ice cream, I like that one, National Skincare Awareness Month, National Wilderness Month, One-on-One Month, it's Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, it's Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, and it's Pleasure Your Mate Month. We'll get to the rest of them tomorrow. We are in National Waffle Week. Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. How about that? Second week of school, we already appreciate substitute teachers. Suicide Prevention Month, something we always have to do. Play Days starts today. And for today, it is Another Look Unlimited Day. It's International Literacy Day. It's Pediatric Hermatology Oncology Nurses Day, Virgin Mary Day, World Physical Therapy Day, and Pardon Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. Well, I get the whole month to enjoy ice cream shakes. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 6th that Highbridge hockey player attends development camp in Sweden. New Jersey Freeze hockey club member Brendan Mikulovic, a local resident, attended the USA Hockey 2001 Atlantic District Development Camp held in Gulv, Sweden last month. Brendan tried out with the top kids of his age group in the Atlantic District and was one of 40 players chosen for the development camp. The players traveled to Gulv to train with and play against both the U14 and U16 teams of the Brynäs Ice Hockey Organization. They also participated in both chalk talk and off-ice training with the professional coaching staff of the Brynäs team, which competes in the Swedish Hockey League, the top professional league in Sweden. It wasn't all hard work, however. Between games and training, the team managed to squeeze in some sightseeing time in Old Stockholm, as well as take a trip to the Fervarik Amusement Park. This coming season, Brendan, a freshman of Voorhees High School, will be continuing skating on defense for the Freeze Tier 1 Bantam Major Under-14 team at Aspen Ice in Randolph under head coach David Crandall. So there you have it. We have a kid now training down there at Under-14 over in Sweden. You know, it just goes to show you that if you put in some hard work and you cultivate your skills, and you have a couple of dreams and motivation, you get to where you want to go. And that's what it's all about. And that's why that is Vitamin C for today. Time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
Our celebrity birthdays from Old Disc Jockey Almanac for September 8th. First of all, again, Gary Malgieri, the Hunter and Food Scout, had his birthday this past weekend. So along with him, we have Meet the Robinsons' Matthew Jostin is 18, Castle's Molly C. Quinn is 22, The Call, Ella Ray Peck is 25, rapper, singer, songwriter Wiz Khalifa is 28, Easy A's Jake Sandvig is 29, Keenan and Kel, Vanessa Baden is 30. From Home Improvement, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 34. Jennifer LaFleur is 36. She is Jeff who lives at home. Singer Alicia Pink Moore is 36 today. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Miles Jupp is 36. The Ugly Truth and St. Vincent. Nate Cordry is 38. Menace 2 Society. Lorenz Tate is 40. NBC News reporter Kristen Dahlgren is 42. TV show host of Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke Charvet, is 44. The Hobbit movies, Martin Freeman's 44. Never Been Kissed, David Arquette's 44. New pornographers, solo singer Nico Case is 46. Neighbors, Brian Husky, 47. Film director of Boys Don't Cry, Kimberly Pierce, 48. My Cousin Vinny, Mitchell Whitfield is 51. Fight Club and The Man from Earth, David Lee Smith, 52. Film director of Lemony Snicket's Series of Unfortunate Events, Brad Silberling is 52. King Kong, Thomas Kretschmann, 53. Singer of Voices Carry, Amy Mann, 55. Fine Young Cannibals bassist, David Steele is 55. Actress and Traitors in the 11th Hour, Sonia Smits, 57. The Fall Guy, Heather Thomas, is 58. Man of Steel's Julian Richings is 60. From Flight and Safe Haven, Rick Reitz, 60. Swamp Thing and Titanic, Mark Lindsay Chapman, 61. Bassist of The Late Show with David Letterman, Will Lee, is 65. The Beau Brummel's lead vocalist, Sal Valentino is 73. General Hospital in Santa Barbara. Alan Feinstein, 74. And ventriloquist with dummy Lester, comedian Willie Tyler is 75 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'll be doing the investment update, and then we'll get Al Warron in just a few minutes. Hang on. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntingChamber.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hundreds of police officers from as far away as New York came to Antioch, Illinois Monday to bid farewell to Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinovitz, killed in the line of duty last week. Retired Fox Lake Police Chief Michael Behan says Glinovitz left a legacy in his four sons and in the Police Explorers Youth Program he worked on for 30 years.
But I'm here to tell you, he broke the mold with Joe because he was a dad to about 1,000 others that went through the Explorers.
The suspects in Glinovitz's murder remain at large. The Obama administration is looking for ways to help deal with the current refugee crisis impacting Europe. A spokesman for the National Security Council said Monday that the administration is open to the possibility of allowing more Syrian refugees into the U.S. The president only has until the 1st of October to announce the annual refugee ceiling. Venus Williams is between her sister Serena and the first Grand Slam in 27 years. The Williams sisters will square off tonight in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling his critically wounded aide the American dream. But today, as Sarah Lee Kessler tells us, the Harvard-educated lawyer is fighting for his life.
First Deputy Counsel Kerry Gabe remains on life support after being shot in the head while walking with his brother in Brooklyn Monday during the pre-West Indian Parade Festival, Juvert. Police Captain Patrick Connery says the 43-year-old was caught in the crossfire of a shootout.
It appears that there were two groups of people shooting back and forth at each other.
Gabe grew up in a Bronx housing project, lost a brother to drugs, and was committed, Cuomo said, to making a difference. His wife is pregnant with her first baby. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Police in Marble Falls, Texas are investigating the blindside hits on an official during a high school football game. Video from Friday's game shows one player from San Antonio's John Jay High knocking the ref to the ground, then another diving towards the official. ESPN reports the official intends to press charges. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Sending a child with food allergies off to school can be scary for parents. Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important that kids know some basic rules about the lunchroom in order to stay safe.
Don't trade with anyone. Don't eat anything that's not packaged or safe, because you never know if there's a possible allergen that can be life-threatening for them.
Dr. Hong says it's also important that everyone from the principal to the bus driver know about your child's food allergy and how your child has reacted to the allergen in the past. An epinephrine injector pen should be accessible, and teachers should know how to use it if an allergic reaction occurs. Some classrooms may offer rewards for good behavior, and Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says it's worth talking to the school about making those rewards non-food items.
Try to encourage that the schools try not to use treats as rewards. So, you know, if they go to parochial school, maybe a dress down day or, you know, a movie that they can watch instead of actually using food.
A new study indicates that more high school students are using e-cigarette devices to vaporize marijuana. Dr. Shujita Krishan-Saran with the Yale University School of Medicine explains.
I looked at the kids who said they had both used e-cigarettes and had experimented with cannabis in the past. The number went up even higher to around 27%.
The Yale University study surveyed around 4,000 Connecticut high school students, finding that just under 28% have tried e-cigarettes. Of those students, 18% have used the devices to vape cannabis. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 8:33. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, we are experiencing 68 degrees, clear skies, no precipitation, calm winds. Today is September 8th, abundant sunshine, near record high temperatures, a high near 95, wind southwest of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 66 tonight. Winds light and variable and partly cloudy with the afternoon showers or thunderstorms, which we desperately need. A high of 91 for tomorrow. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 40%. Thunderstorms and 87 on Thursday the 10th. Chance of rain 100%. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Thunderstorms continue into Thursday night. And then partly cloudy skies and a high of 82 on Friday the 11th. Partly to mostly cloudy on Saturday. High of 82 and scattered showers and thunderstorms in 78 on Sunday. Temperatures in our area, it's 69 at the county complex, 75 up in White House Station, 68 in town of Clinton, 69 in Pittstown, 71 in East Amwell, and 70 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, that's the intro for Michelle Heide, but she is off this week, and so we'll be talking about the markets on our own for the next couple of days. Well, Friday, we've had a three-day week, or three-day weekend. So Friday, we had a down day. The Dow was down a minus 272 points, 1.6, almost 1 2/3 percent down. The NASDAQ was down 49 points at 1.05. And so what caused all that? Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. But here's the fallout from all that. In General Electric, Microsoft, Citigroup, Bank of America, all down on Friday almost 2% or beyond. The gainers, though, on, and this should give you some indication of how the breadth of the downdraft that took place on Tuesday. Motorola Solutions was up 1.8. That's the best that was going on Tuesday. Noble Energy was up 1.7%. Keurig, who has been under siege, that's Green Mountain Coffee and their Keurig, 1.65%. Dollar Tree at 1.63 and Micron Technologies at 1.3. The losers, this will show you how everything was going. Consol Energy was down 5.8%. NRG Energy down 5.13%. Range Resources down 4.8%. Helmerich and Payne down 4.48%. And Freeport McMoRan was down 4.15%. Japan was down 2.43%. The London was up as of this morning. Up 1.6, Hong Kong up 3, and Germany, the DAX up 2.15. Over the last three-month period, consumer non-durables, their three-month performance was down 0.33%. That is the best sector. That was the best sector. There is no sector that is actually doing any positive work right now. So if you're looking at your portfolio and not liking what you're seeing, you'll realize that everybody from the beginning of January now is down, except non-consumer or non-durable consumers was the best. That was flat, if you want to call it. Health services now down 3.2, retail trade down 3.8, consumer durables down 3.8. Communications down 5.3, utilities down 5.7, technology services down 6, commercial services down 7, finance down 7, transportation down 8, 12% down for electronic technology, and 17% down in the last 3 months for energy. So oil is down 1.5%, gas is up 1.2, gold is down, or it's pretty much flat, silver up about 0.2%, and corn up 1.17. So that's what the fallout was from the last couple of days. So here's what's going on now. Are you ready to rally? The U.S. stock futures are set to shoot higher. Quite honestly, they're about to make up what we lost on Friday. Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P, and NASDAQ are all poised to open about 1.8% higher. Stocks like Apple, PayPal, Freeport-McMoRan are leading the way with pre-market gains of 2 and 4%. Positive sentiment comes from Chinese stocks rebound. Despite disappointing trade data, most global stocks markets are climbing today. But the follows several tumultuous weeks in the markets, which saw wild fluctuations for stocks and oil prices. The CNN Money Fear and Greed Index is still indicating there's extreme fear in the markets as traders worry about the health of the global economy and the timing of rise in U.S. interest rates. Eyes on oil. Crude oil futures are dipping by about 2.5%, trading around 44.90 cents a barrel. Price of crude dropped below 39 per barrel in late August. And we already talked about what the markets did on Friday. So here's the pre-market as we speak. The S&P is... futures right now are at 30.75%, 1.6. The NASDAQ is 64%. The Dow is up 249 right now. We have an hour before trading, and so that will start to get close. Won't go down to zero, obviously. It won't get flat, but it will probably start to shrink a little bit. What's moving pre-market? Well, Teco Energy is up 24.58%. Procter & Gamble is up 2%. Travelers Companies, the insurance, is up 2%. TripAdvisor is up 1.9%, almost 2%. Rockwell Collins is up 1.9%. And E-Trade is down 4%. We just talked about the Nikkei is down 2.43%. Hang Seng is up 3.3%. The FTSE is up 1.3 and the DAX is up 1.9. And commodities, light crude is down 0.75%. Natural gas is up 1.17. Gold is flat and corn is up 1.24%. So that's the markets right now. Quite honestly, we're still going to wade through this. Michelle and I have talked about it. We got another week before the Fed meeting is over and done with, and that is pretty much the target. So we'll be flying around up and down with all the different news that we're trying to read in as to how the markets are going to respond when and if the Fed is going to do anything with rates at this point. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to get Al Warren on the line. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
All right, it's time for a special edition of Business with Al. I have Mr. Al Warr on the line. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
So it's Tuesday with Al. You remember the book called Tuesday with Maury? Did you read that?
No, I don't.
You should check it out. It was Rich Albom was an author. He's also a sports reporter. And he had met a gentleman named Maury and kind of did a little visit with him. And it turned out that Maury had so much philosophical insight that Mitch found it in his necessary to visit with him every Tuesday.
So,
that was a pretty good stuff. So we have Tuesday with Al today.
Tuesday with Al. well, maybe we can make it Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
It's the week with Al. All right. So as always, you do a report for the Democrat and with focusing on Hunterdon County businesses. So who did you meet with this week?
Yeah, I was focused on the Business and Home Expo,
okay,
which is combined with the Restaurants Showcase,
right?
Which comes up the first week in November, November the 5th,
right?
In the afternoon, it's on a Thursday, but I figured to get a head start on the expo because people don't know that they still have time to participate,
right?
As a business or a restaurant or even as a sponsor, there's still openings and time to prepare and get ready for rather than just do it the week of the event. This is the 27th year.
Yes, sir.
And it has been put on, and I frankly got reminded of that when I talked to Laura Cummins at the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
The Chamber is the host and puts it together and puts it on. And she is the go-to person to handle everything.
Yep.
But I remember in the early days, they were struggling to get 1,000 people in attendance, and then it was 2,000. And this year, they're expecting over 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's a pretty good thing. Now, here's the thing, and this is where your experience comes way into play, because as you just said, we got about a month and a half left, and the sad part is that I don't think a lot of businesses know how to prepare for and utilize an event like
yeah.
that to their advantage.
Yeah, the event is a good opportunity for any business to present itself, to meet the public, to get to know new customers or other business people.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure a lot of networking will go on there, and maybe some deals will be made.
Sure.
But it's bringing together business people from Hunterdon and beyond who have a good opportunity to do some business or at least to increase their presence.
Right, right. So what did you... What would your suggestions be for the next month in preparation for this?
Well, do your thinking. Call Laura Cummins at the chamber and take it from there. Depending on what you want to do. If you're a restaurant, that's one thing. If you're business, that's another. Any type of business, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to sponsor the. Be a sponsor in the place, there's still room to do that.
Yep.
But the to get things together, I have been to shows myself in the past where businesses, there was somebody sitting there passing out literature at a table, and that was about it. I've been to others where there were full-blown displays and videos and all kinds of fancy things. So it's a combination of different things, and you still have time to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
With a little over a month and a half left.
You know, it's funny, Al. I walk around I've been going into about 5 years now to the showcase, and I do it partly as a host of we do a live broadcast over there at the time.
Yes.
What's interesting is the mindset of the particular. Owner of a business with regard to business simply shows up in the way that they do their display. And, and I'm saying it this way. You and I have talked in the past about how somebody would think about a business and they open it up and they're expecting because they hung out a shingle and opened a door that people are just going to walk in. And
ain't
gonna happen. I know, here's my point. So that same person is the person that goes and sets up their display, and it doesn't actually attend their display or sits behind a table with their papers and their brochures, and is waiting for somebody to walk up and say hello.
Depending on the world to beat a path to their door. Same old problem, yeah.
Right. So as opposed to the much more gregarious and motivated business owner who is standing in the aisles waiting
out
for
in
people.
In the aisle, yeah.
Right. Drawing people in to talk with them. So
you can
see the mindset. You can see the philosophical differences, and I would imagine you're going to see some huge difference in results depending on how you do it.
Well, these days, as you know, you in business, you have to reach out and touch someone.
Yes.
Somebody wrote that, didn't they?
That was a jingle somewhere, I think. Go ahead.
Feel a line that made a lot of sense in a lot of ways, but The world no longer beats a path to your door just because you invent a better mousetrap. You have to, and there are so many ways to reach out and reel in or at least touch someone or bring customers and clients to you. The big boy on the block these days is social media.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible what social media has done and is continuing to do with promoting.
Right.
Your promotional activities these days, almost in any business, I hesitate saying every business, but let's just say 99.9% of them
yep.
Have to be on social media, deserve to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
To promote, to attract clients, to attract interest, to get the information out. it is so easy and cheap
yeah.
to do that these days.